Fresh cup of the Guatemalan. Obviously, you prefer the Venezuelan. No, why don't you go talk to him?
I can't just go up and introduce myself to a guy I don't even know. What if he's not interested in me?
Well, you'll never know unless you go say hello. Or hola, you know, your choice.
I can't do it. Just bring me something with a lot of chocolate and leave me alone.
Some people in here are so pathetic.
What can we do? Hilda's our boss. But once we graduate, we'll never have to see her again. Well, you might have to. She's your aunt.
I'm talking about our single customers. I wish there was some way we could bring them together. You know, you're a nice guy, you're a nice girl. Now go get a blood test and a mortgage.
You know, I've heard of these parties where singles get paired up for like 5 minutes at a time. If they click, they exchange phone numbers. If they don't, they move on to the next person.
5 minute dates? That is so unromantic. But what a time saver.
Ew. 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 Are you people trying to disgust me?
And Hilda, Josh and I want to turn the coffee house into a singles meeting place.
Great. Then maybe I'll finally meet someone, dump this joint, and never have to see these people again. Well, I may have to see you again. You are my niece.
No, Aunt Hilda, the mixers wouldn't be for you. They'd be for the college kids.
Oh, everything is for kids. Movies, fashion, penne pasta. What was so wrong with an egg noodle?
We'll charge $5 a head and you'll get half.
Wait, wait, we're charging for this?
Absolutely. People are desperate for love, and they're willing to pay big bucks for it.
Great idea, Josh. Now all you need is a big white hat and a purple Eldorado.
Don't be so cynical, Sabrina. In a cold and alienating world, it's a wonderful thing to bring people together. I'll play hostess and do stand-up for 60% of the gross.
I'll give you 65 to take the night off.
Deal.
You know, Josh, I like the idea of helping out our single customers, but I'm not sure about charging $5.
Are you kidding me? These schmoes spend double that to sit alone in a cold, dark Cineplex. At least here, they have a shot at looking at someone besides Helen Hunt.
I'm sold.
And whatever money we make, we'll put towards a really nice dinner for the two of us.
You had me at Helen Hunt. Poor thing, she'll never get up the courage to make a move. Girl needs a guy who catches her eye, make her less shy when he walks by.
Hey, Sabrina.
Harvey.
I was in the neighborhood and decided to drop by.
Oh, I'm glad you did. You know, it's great to see you. So, you want to sit down and catch up?
Hi. I don't usually do things like this, but I'm Pam, and I think you're cute.
Thanks. I'm Harvey, and I think you're cute, too.
Do you want to go out and grab something to eat?
I'd love to. Then afterwards, we could check out one of the new Helen Hunt movies. See you, Sabrina.
They're lucky. Next week, I would have cost them $5.
Opened our visa bill. How could you spend $3,000 on World War II memorabilia?
What are you talking about? You know, I'm a Boer War kind of gal.
Well, if these aren't your visa charges and they aren't my visa charges, then whose are they?
Mushy Mushy. The name on the card is Zelda Spellman. Hi. Osoroshi kangal nimo osowarimasu. Dono arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Just what do you think you're doing?
I know the kimono's a little gauche, but it's so dang silky.
I'm talking about my credit card.
Oh, that. Just making a little impulse buy. The future Mrs. Miyoshi Saberhagen ships in 2 weeks.
Bought a mail order bride? Dummy, what are you gonna do when a Japanese woman shows up and sees that her number one American husband is a cat?
When she sees the engagement ring you bought her with your Discover card, she won't care!
Can you believe the nerve of that mangy little furball? Stealing from us and then flaunting it. When was the last time actual toast came out of that thing? It's for you, from the Other Realm Department of Justice.
Justice? That can't be good.
Oh, you're looking fine.
Well, I was feeling fine until you showed up. What do you want, Harry?
A date for New Year's. and to read this. Hilda Spellman, as a gesture of amnesty, the outgoing president of the Witches' Council pardons you and everyone else involved in the Witchwater scandal.
That's fantastic! I've been pardoned! I knew buying his wife that spa weekend would pay off.
The bottom line is you're no longer required to feed, clothe, and house Salem Saberhagen. The feline felon will be assigned a new halfway house.
Salem won't be living with us anymore?
Hilda, have you forgotten? He's a hardened criminal who led a bloody insurrection to try to take over the world.
Everyone makes a mistake now and then.
I suppose if you really want to keep him.
Zelda, my fancy feast has lumps and so does my litter box. Hilda, roll up your sleeves and start scooping.
Book him, Dano. Zelda, he's gone. We'll never see Salem again. Free at last.
Free at last.
Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
Hey, what's that for?
Josh and I are throwing a singles party at the coffee house. I'm sure you think it's stupid.
I haven't been on a date in 5 months. I can live with stupid.
Well, there's no motivation like desperation.
Okay, so I'm watching Deep Space Nine. It was this cool episode about the Borg.
Well, she wasn't your type anyway.
Yeah, I usually strike out with the normal human ones. Well, let's face it, I'm never gonna meet a girl.
Yes, you are. Lots of them.
Why should I pay $5 to get rejected when I do it so well for free?
Well, for every girl that says no, you're that much closer to the one that'll say yes. Dating is a numbers game.
So getting rejected by 20 girls in one night is a good thing?
Yeah, for only $5, it's a bargain.
I never realized what a pack rat Salem was.
It's amazing. He saved everything. Wrapping paper, aluminum foil, my Cartier watch.
He needed something to go with your Ferragamo handbag. Zelly, are you sure I did the right thing with Salem?
Yes, absolutely. He was evil, selfish, and disgusting.
You're right. Goodbye, good riddance. But honestly, how cute was he when he wore this little outfit?
I loved his Shirley Temple phase. Remember how he'd put that on and sing the Good Ship Lollipop?
That cat could really shuffle off to Buffalo. I do hope he lands someplace nice.
Well, who are you?
Salem Saberhagen. A.K.A. The Fist.
Must be the new parolee Harry said he was sending over.
You are correct, madame. And now, if you'll kindly show me to my quarters, I'd like to freshen up before gorging on a nice ceviche appetizer.
Of course you would. Yes.
Nick!
He seemed nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Something tells me this isn't the Good Ship Lollipop.
Welcome to Dick and Doris Prison Labor Camp. My name is Snake, and I'll be your dungeon master. Now get sewing, or you're gonna be my lunch.
But I don't know how to sew. Just give me a minute to thread my bobbin.
This is going great. I mean, how cool would it be if everyone here got dates and singles night really took off?
Very cool. And very profitable. Sabrina, you and I have discovered a beautiful way to create meaningful, lasting relationships. Switch!
Steve.
Hi, America.
Yeah, I know you. You're in my biology lab. I've been trying to get up the nerve to talk to you all semester.
I've wanted to talk to you, too. Well, let's find out if we're soulmates in the next 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Hey, I think we've got a budding romance here.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, they do.
Well, right. Yeah, them. Why don't I make sure we have enough sugar packets?
Yeah, and I'll refill the coffee pot as soon as it's empty. Time!
My name is Miles. Thus far, we've only known each other as roommates, but I'm open to other avenues.
Make a U-turn. This road is closed.
I didn't pay $5 to get chatted up by Miles. I want to meet that cute guy over there.
That's my friend Brett.
He should be at your table in another 4 bells. Well, the girl knows what she wants.
We may only have a few seconds together before the next spell. I need you to sum up your entire being in 4 words. Go.
Not interested in you.
4 words on the dot. Can I get a bell, please?
Well, I'd call this evening a total success. I bet more than a dozen phone numbers were exchanged.
Yeah. Roxy met my friend Brett, Miles met my friend Holly, and I met a lot of dead presidents. So where do you want Mr. Lincoln and his pals to take us for dinner?
Well, I know Roxy's a little bit nervous about her first date with Brett, so, you know, maybe the four of us and the Lincolns could go someplace together.
Sounds good to me.
I'm so excited about going out with Brett. Thanks for double dating with us.
How many times do I have to tell you we're not dating?
And how many times do I have to tell you that you should be?
Well, we tried it, but it didn't work. Then he tried it, but I just wanted to be friends. Then I tried it, but he was dating Morgan.
Which he isn't anymore. The man's coming over to take you to a kung fu movie. Dead giveaway that he wants a serious relationship.
You think so?
What I think is that you two are perfect for each other. I don't know what's holding either of you back.
Hey, you ready?
Maybe I am. Where's Brett?
Oh, he couldn't make it. Yeah, at the last second, his buddy got him a box seat for the Red Sox game. He told me to tell you sorry.
That makes two of us. Wait a minute. Okay, Brett cancels, but he doesn't bother to call Roxy and tell her himself?
Like I said, he just got the tickets, he knew I was coming over here, and I told him I'd give Roxy the message, which I did.
Roxy, are you okay?
I'll be fine. Have a great time.
Okay, we better go. You don't want to miss the beginning of a Bruce Lee movie. The first 10 minutes sets up the whole emotional arc.
Hold the phone. When Brett told you he was canceling to go to the game, what did you say?
Who's pitching?
You didn't say anything about, you know, how rude he was, how insensitive, how you could never be friends with someone who was so morally bankrupt?
I felt it was implied. Now, come on, we don't want to miss that cartoon with the little dancing hot dog.
See if you can get what I'm implying. You and I aren't going to the movies.
All right, let me get this straight, Sabrina. You think my friend acted like a jerk and you're blaming me?
No, I'm blaming you because you don't even realize your friend acted like a jerk.
Okay, fine. Brett was a jerk. Are you happy?
No, you're just saying that because you don't want to keep arguing.
I can't argue with that.
No, Josh, the scary thing about this is you're not who I thought you were.
Yes, I am. I just happen to have a jerky friend.
Miles, what do you think about a guy who doesn't care how a woman is treated?
Well, what do you think about a woman who blames a guy for stuff another guy does?
You both need to relax. This is a normal argument that eventually all couples have.
We're not a couple.
Well, stop messing with my mind. I'm going to pick up Polly for our date. Aren't you guys supposed to be at the Bruce Lee movie?
We were until Johnny Blackheart here decided that he didn't care if his friend treated my friend like dirt.
Oh, you are just not going to let this go, are you?
Hang on a second. You have extra tickets to the 1971 classic Hang Seng Dai Hang?
There you go. Enjoy. On second thought, I'm coming with you.
Josh, we're not done here.
Oh, yes, we are.
Popcorn? No, thanks.
Ugh, artificial butter flavor. Yuck.
Sabrina was way out of line, wasn't she, Miles?
Alone? On a date?
I mean, where does she get off blaming me for what happened to Roxy? I didn't do anything wrong. I acted the way any other guy would have acted.
Yeah, like a jerk.
Ow! Popcorn bit me.
This is the scene where Bruce Lee repositions the screens of 12 warriors from Thailand.
That's a real man.
I'm glad you think so.
Gentlemen, I was going to reposition your spleens, but I've learned that a real man should admit when he's behaved badly and have the insight to urge his friends to be more sensitive.
Remember this in the movie, do you?
He's gonna have to get back to you on that.
So, here we are. Isn't this wonderful?
Divine. Now that Salem's not around, we can eat like civilized witches.
That's true. No more guarding our plates against that vulture. Oh, speaking of vulture, could you please pass the vulture?
Certainly. Yes, this is such a treat. Nobody begging for scraps, leaving whiskers in your creme brulee.
Parading around in your best fishnet stockings. God, I miss him.
Me too. Hilda, do you think it would be wrong of us to...
Way ahead of you.
You sure you don't want to give Singles Night another shot? We booked a really hot band.
No one wants to be at that stinking coffee house less than me.
Except me. Josh and I haven't spoken in a week. I mean, he hasn't even called to apologize. This could kill the whole relationship.
You mean the relationship you don't have with the guy you're not dating?
Yeah, I don't want that to end.
The end of a relationship is always the most depressing part. But it's got to be really depressing to end something that never got a chance to begin.
All I know is he should be the first one to call and apologize. He's the one who acted like a jerk when Brett stood you up.
You're throwing away a great guy because of someone that never meant anything to me?
It's the principle of the thing.
If you're gonna date based upon principle, your choices are the Pope or St. Francis of Assisi.
So I've got options.
I like your bungalow. I like saying bungalow. Say it with me.
When will Salem be back?
Hard to say. He loves splashing around in the estuary, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's funny, you know. He never liked playing in brackish water at our house. What's that?
The boiler. It's on the fritz again.
I think it needs to be disciplined.
Are you getting a weird feeling?
No, but there's something new I'd like to say. Brackish water. Say with me. Brackish water. Oh, baby,
night. Well, they may have a hit series, but they're looking for love just like everyone else.
All right, everybody, for the next round, the women will switch tables. Let them do something for a change. Besides, hold all us guys responsible for everything bad that happens in the world.
Oh, well, maybe we wouldn't hold you responsible if you did the right thing in the first place.
How do we have a chance to do the right thing if you blame us for stuff that isn't even our fault?
It is your fault. You're just too pig-headed to admit it.
What do you think, pop stars 1 through 5?
I think you both need some serious therapy.
Hey, Sabrina. Hey, Josh.
Miles, what are you doing here on singles night?
Yeah, where's Holly?
It's over.
There's a surprise. Another one of your flaky Emerson friends dumps another one of my roommates, and you don't even care.
How do you know I don't care? You didn't even give me a chance to react. And stop poking me.
Actually, I broke up with Holly.
Huh? It looks like I made a little poke mark there.
Yeah, that happens when you point your finger at the wrong person.
All right, Josh, you know, maybe I jumped all over you, but I'm still upset about the Brett thing.
That's not much of an apology.
What are you talking about? You're the one that needs to apologize.
Again? Sabrina, how many times do I have to say I'm sorry?
Until the one time you really mean it.
Boy, for a couple trying to bring people together, you're setting a rotten example.
We're not a couple.
Where did you get those pumps?
Other Realm Shoe Pavilion. Do you like them?
Not particularly.
What you doing?
Translating Morse code. I've got it. I'm in a basement prison cobbling shoes. Send help and ceviche. Hilda, this is an Other Realm prison labor camp.
Dick and Doris, shame on you!
Step, Dick!
Watch out, Zelda!
Nice work, Super Witch.
You too, Hex Kitten. Let's find Salem and get out of here.
All right. That's it. I've had enough of you, Saberhagen. I'm famished.
Everybody freeze!
Hilda, Zelda, am I glad to see you?
Salem, are you all right? No. Hilda, let's get out of here before Dick and Doris escape. We'll send the authorities after these wretched men. Come on.
Wait a minute.
All right, everybody, wrap it up. Night's over. We're closing.
Actually, it's just beginning. I'm sorry I only have 2 arms, pop stars.
Well, at least someone had a good time this evening.
Yeah, Miles and the pop stars really seem to hit it off.
Yeah, they make an attractive, whatever.
So how is it that Miles can get along with an entire harem and you and I can't even be civil to each other?
Look, Josh, I don't want to keep going on like this.
Me neither.
Just because I didn't like how you handled things with Brett doesn't mean that we shouldn't be friends. I mean, we still have to work together, so we should figure out a way to get along so... Well, that's one way.
For what it's worth, if I ever had to cancel a date, I'd call you.
For what it's worth, I hope we have a date for you to not cancel.
Well, we never did go out for that dinner.
Well, maybe we can octuple with Miles and his harem.
These are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had.
And stylish.
Oh, Cobbler?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like 5 more pairs, 1 in every color.
Yeah, and how are you with matching belts?
I'll cop whatever you want. I'm just glad to be home.
And we're happy to have you home.
I'm sure you learned a lesson from your misbehavior.
I'm sure I have.
I am Mrs. the Salem Sons.
Okay, come in.
I bring you gift. Where is my husband?
Meow.
Nobody perfect.